Okay, so I'll get the corrections back to you, Sonia. Bryn?
I just had a question for both of you, and I don't know if this is something that came up at all during your meetings with the college, but the challenge that we have faced at 60-plus in getting Latinos to participate has been explained to me in two ways. One was that the older adults are not willing to do things without the family, mm-hmm. and the other is that transportation mm-hmm. there is difficult. And I'm curious to know why the college, who's sort of difficult to get to, is finding that they are filling classes with people learning English as a second language.
Well, part of it is that it's a class. Part of it is that most of them are young people. There are a few older people. So remember, I taught there, and so I'm speaking from experience of seeing them. Most of them are younger people who are getting a job or who want to get a job or who want to not work in service areas. So they're trying to become more employable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's part of it.
It's been my experience having worked with them and lived in Mexico, that they're ashamed of the fact that they don't have the education mm-hmm. and that they won't do okay. And so that was why I had thought that mm-hmm. a separate thing, they'll come to a classroom, mm-hmm. but maybe, we'll see, I think they'll come to the citizenship class because there are those people. And I did teach it for Chemeketa Community College a number of years ago. So I'm grateful to have all the material. And don't ask me dates.
Well, the other thing is the citizenship class is going to be held at Centro de Ayuda. So it's a facility that they're already familiar with. So it's going to be a safe location for them to go to.
That's great, because that could be an introduction maybe to get some of the older mm-hmm. adults into 60-plus.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. because I really do love working with them. So I'm excited that I'm really relieved that I'm doing the citizenship class, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you why you think you're relieved to do that. What's ESL to start with?
Yes, English as a second language.
Okay, got it. And then now you're saying, oh, I have this better opportunity because you like that. Teaching
well,
better.
I think it will be a seat received better, and maybe if they get to know me, then maybe down the line we'll do an ESL class.
Okay.
Well, and Deborah Jones also recognized, and she's the director of or the operator of Centro de Ayuda, that was a need. Mm-hmm. So it's nice
and
that
she
we can
has
step
all
up
the material, but she says I don't have time to do it. So she has asked me to meet with her on Monday regarding all the materials and. I don't
like
have
a perfect
any.
Fit.
Yeah,
I think it will.
I felt good about it.
The other part of this particular goal that we've been working on is making contacts with churches from Newport South, and I have just had a hard time getting myself motivated to do this. And then I got myself motivated. I got my list made, and then I realized it's Easter week. Mm-hmm. People who are working in churches have much better things to do than to talk to me right now. And then this week I attempted a few calls and that went absolutely nowhere. So I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to drive south instead and walk in. And even if I can't talk to a pastor or whoever is in charge of the church, it's amazing what secretaries know and how much secretaries do. So I'm going to do that. And I'm thinking at least one day next week, because I don't think it's going to take me all that long, but maybe 2 days I'm going to take to the road and go in and introduce myself. And our idea is just to tell them that, you know, ask them, first of all, what's the biggest need when your congregational members come in or when other people come into your church? What are they saying they need? What are they asking for? So we're not asking them to do anything. We're asking them for information. And then
right.
once we collect all this information, we want to do something like a drive, maybe a sock drive or a hygiene drive, collect these items and then take them back to the churches and give them back so that they can pass them out. This is where people are going to get the items they need. Then this is where the items need to be.
So I went to local ones. I called primarily. And the answers that I got, they did not too many of them called back, but the ones that were really forthcoming said one of the, and in fact, several of them said, we see a need in the community for childcare. that there's just a big need, and that maybe the seniors could help in that way, not just in their church, but they, when I spoke to them, I told them it was our project and we appreciated any help they could give us. Mm-hmm. And where did they see the need in the community? And I don't know if two or three of them said the child care. And then when I talked to Luke at the South Beach Church, he said, you know, there are seniors in our big church that I'm sure would be willing to help in projects too. So and that's, but a lot of the churches, either they didn't call back or, mm-hmm. but I did call probably 15. And so it seems to me, and I read something else, that the children aspect, they said there's so many children that need some care, that need something, not necessarily just clothes, but they need to be kept or attention. And so that's what I've gleaned too.
Okay. Thanks, Patty.
And I'm sorry, your focus on what the older adults at the church's needs are, or is your focus on what the people at the church's need that older adults might be able to provide them with?
It's more of what they need, because remember, the goal is we're reaching out to increase equity and inclusion for the 60-plus community. So it's, you know, what their needs are.
I also left it up. I said to the community, what mm-hmm. do you see is a community need that isn't being met?
And that's a big one. That's huge.
That's huge, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Our next goal is number 4. And Bryn already gave us a recap, but let's have it again.
Sure. Okay. We are working on the grants again for a wheelchair accessible van. The next step of this is going to be putting together a policy manual, both for the volunteer drivers and for the people who will be using it. And I'm going to be basing the first draft on what Portland is doing with their wheelchair accessible van. They have, I think, a pretty detailed program in place.
Okay. Oh, great. So we have a model for us. That always will help us. Okay, thanks. Now we're on to goal number 5. This is focusing on forming a work group, which we've done. It's Stu, myself, and Sonia. She kind of got thrown into that just by her job. And looking at the center's policies and procedures. Stu, what do you have to say about it?
Well, I'll give a status update. Not only are we looking at them, the whole goal is within certain time period, which I'll talk about later, we're going to have a manual with all of them in it. That's the main goal. So we met April 13th for 2 hours at the center with Sonia and Ann, and first part of the meeting, well, it was a two-hour meeting, so we got a lot done. First part of the meeting had to do with the policies and procedures status and where Sonia was in that, and we had laid out what a couple of other advisory team members had actually brought as a good approach to this, and we'd laid that out in the meeting before. It was Angela and Bryn, I believe, that actually had developed a pretty good approach to how we're going to first look at the policy and procedures. Actually, it's pretty much on Sonia's plate now at this point to rifle through them, and she's done a good start on the procedure manual by looking at the outline and going through it, and looks like she's decided to take some things out and add some things as per what we actually suggested that she do. The one thing I remember in the first part of the meeting was that, you know, we can't really put a time limit on this. And Ann came up with the idea, hey, you know, it probably is going to be an ongoing effort, and we don't even see it being done in, you know, at the end of this year. So we talked about that, and we just didn't want to actually put a lot of pressure on Sonia with all of her other things she's got to do. So we kind of let her set her own pace in this thing. And so she's got a good start. I remember saying in the last meeting that we were going to talk about how much was gathered together in hard copy and how much might be, you know, on the servers as, you know, soft copies that we could work with. But we never really got into that because it really hasn't gotten that far yet. She's actually looking at the big, huge folder that she's got stuffed papers in and deciding which is going to stay, which is going to, you know, be rewritten, which is going to be added to. So kind of we're at that situation right now. And you have anything to add about that first part of the meeting?
I do. So I just spent some time at the center looking through that notebook, and I'm just going to sum it up by saying I'm going to take it home, and I'm going to put some big black X's over a lot of the pages, because what is in the policies and procedures notebook we currently have are not policies or procedures. And so about half of it is going to come out. But what I am going to do is I'm going to retype them, because some of them are just procedures. So remember, there's a difference between a policy as a statement saying what you're going to do, and a procedure is how you're going to do that. So like office procedures are not policies. So we're going to create that separate. So I'm going to type some of those up, because there's three or four. I can't even remember which one. Oh, the cash handling. There's like three different versions of it. And it's some of it is so old, it looks like it was typed on a manual typewriter. I mean, it's just really kind of a big mess. So I'm going to go through that and do that and get some of those to Sonia to look at. I am not going to make the decision to toss anything. That's not my decision. My decision is to clean it up and make it presentable and actually end up with a procedure notebook for the office staff. That's about the best thing we can do. And there are policies in there, but there are some policies that have so much other stuff embedded in them that it's just, it's a little bit crazy to try to figure out how and where to put those. So that's going to come up in the future. And I volunteered to type them. Number one, I like to type. It's what I've done my whole life, secretarial type positions, or positions where I didn't have a secretary and had to do my own typing. So I volunteered for that. I think it's a good idea that it ends in one place or starts in one place so they all look the same. And when they're all typed, they will actually go to Sonia. I will not be the keeper of the policies. They're the 60-plus policies.
Correct. And that's kind of the way we set up the meeting, too. Thank you very much for volunteering to type it all up. It's a body of work. Yeah. So that was the first half of the meeting. Second half of the meeting, we'd voted to, looking at the website,
Stu,
on the City of Newport.
We're going to come up. That's another agenda item.
Oh, it's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we'll just keep that separate then. I can't think of anything else on the policy and procedures manual that we're working with, unless Sonia has something to jog my memory that we talked about. But I think we're making good progress on that. Mm-hmm. I think we've got an approach. We've already got, you know, new words on paper. So I think that's a step in the right direction.
Okay, thank you. So let's move on to the report on the advisory committee member FAQs, and that's where we come in. There we go. So we're there now.
Okay. Well, second half of that meeting was a full hour, and what we did is I'd come up with quite a few suggestions, and last meeting we had talked to Sonia, and she agreed that they should be prioritized. And so what we did is we looked at the website, and I showed them, both Ann and Sonia, what I was talking about in my document and how, you know, the approach that we thought that we could make on first changing the home page and then changing our page. There's several things that I've got in this document. It's about a four-page document that we won't go dive in heavy into, except for the frequently asked questions that we decided on. I'll go ahead and read those. What these are about is that we want a page that the police department has, where on their left margin they have a frequently asked questions, so people can actually get involved in what they do and how they approach the community, you know, what the benefits of them are. And so that plays into the letter that that Ann and we came up with for the committee members, the potential committee members that might want to apply. At least we can point them to that fact or point them to that letter and say, you know, here's what you need to understand before you actually decide to become a committee member, or after you've decided to be a committee member. We'll get to the letter later, but then read that, and then you know what you're expected to do, right? So all that'll play into when we get this website and this frequently asked questions up. it'll play into that, and we'll be able to point people to that. Okay, so there's many website changes that I proposed. I came up with another document after we had that meeting and shipped it off to Sonia and Ann for their last approval, with the idea in mind that we want to actually look at the priorities of them pretty closely and decide which ones are more important than the others to get done first. And they're in the right format according to IT, so that's good. You checked on that for me, and that was good. So on the frequently asked questions, these are the ones we've decided to do, and they're set at priority 2 at this point because we haven't really come up with the answers yet to the frequently asked questions so that we can put them on the website, and that's a to-do at this point. But here's all the facts under the new heading that we've decided. What is the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee? Similar to the model that the police department has, what is their advisory committee? Number 2, how does the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee support and assist the plus 60 Activity Center? How can I watch the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee meetings, hear audio, or read their agendas online? Number 4, how does the plus 60 Activity Center help seniors in Newport and the surrounding area of Lincoln County? How can I join, and how much does it cost to join the plus 60 Activity Center? What is the 60 plus Activity Center important accreditation? Which of the 60 plus Activity Center programs are evidence-based programs? It sounds like we have another one to list on that one. And how do I sign up for the Meals on Wheels program at the 60 plus Activity Center, and how much does it cost for the service? And finally, what precautions against COVID-19 are being currently instituted at the 60 plus Activity Center? So we plan to put that in our left margin like the police department did, and when you click on it, you'll go to a landing page. We'll have all the answers organized to read, and then we'll have a back arrow to get back to the homepage, which we don't have now. One of the things that I didn't want to see is people get lost. Where do I go now? Yeah, that kind of stuff. So anyway, to wrap it up, we have quite a few things, and I can make this document available to any committee member that wants to look at the changes that are in the pike for the website, prior 1, prior 2, prior 3, and prior 4. I can print it up, or we can put it in the we can put it in as agenda item next week and go over it if you want.
Well, Stu, this is one of those projects, and we have a work group, so it's the work group's job to do this. And report on it so other members can give us feedback now, or they can call us on the phone or send us an email. Hey, yeah.
That'd be good.
Then they'll see the final project.
Cool.
Yeah. Patty, sorry, you were waving at me?
This is all still kind of new to me. Are you planning on doing some kind of small pamphlets for people to pick up here, or is it going to be strictly on internet type of thing?
Well, this time it's just the web page, because our web page now is
I'm focusing on the web page. There was quite a few out and out mistakes, things that aren't true,
okay,
and those kinds of things.
It's not updated, and it's just it's not real friendly.
We got a good plan to actually implement the priority ones first after Sonia looks at them and decides that those should be the priority ones, and we'll get that rolling and work on the other three priorities as we go and finish it off.
Okay, thank you, good question. Okay, on to our next topic, the applicant letter. And that was in our packet, so I made the changes that you had requested. And, yeah?
I've got it.
Oh, okay, so made the changes that you requested. There was only two, both very minor. And so now we have actually used this. Sonia has sent this to Don already. He's our first applicant to receive it. So it will help today during the interview process. And it's also going, as Stu mentioned, is going to go on the website. Any questions, comments about it? Nope?
I will suggest, maybe I'm out of place, that if you're interviewing someone, the process that I went through was really very cumbersome.
Okay.
And I had to make a number of calls to find out. I was told one thing, and then I was told, no, that wasn't going to be. So all of this is great.
Thank you.
To clarify it.
Okay.
And so that you know, the person that should know needs to know. Because I had to go make a number of calls and...
You mean determine when you were going to be interviewed?
If I was going to. In fact, I was missed.
So currently the process is people fill out the application. They can either print it off or do it electronically. And then that application, Sonia, if I'm incorrect, goes to Sonia. She reviews it, and her and Mike have a peek at it to see if it is appropriate, because a few times we've had applications that made zero to no sense, or people thought they were applying for something totally different. And then that application comes to us. We take a read through it. And then at that point in time, then we ask Sonia to, as a supervisor of 60 Plus Center, to invite the person who's applied. So then at that point in time, we ask that person to come. They come. We do the interview. Then we ask you to leave the room, if you remember that. And then we'll take a vote on and have our decision, and we'll have that person come back, and we will then let them know. Or if they just want to leave at that point in time, they can leave, and Sonia can let them know outside of the meeting. Then it's not done yet. We're dealing with government. Then Sonia needs to tell Peggy Hawker, and Peggy Hawker then takes that information to City Council, and City Council then appoints that person. So it's totally out of our hands as to how fast this goes.
It's pretty organized.
It is pretty organized. I think what happens is people get excited and they think it's going to happen really fast, and it doesn't happen really fast. Happens really slow, kind of molasses downhill.
It was unfortunate too, Patty, with you, because we did not have a quorum a couple of times, and we couldn't do the interview because we couldn't nominate you without a quorum. So that was unfortunate, but I know it did.
We can't even have a meeting without a quorum.
You're taking care of the problem.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but thank you for bringing that up. Okay, next item on the agenda is we have our advisory committee applicant interview. So, Don, you've met all of us, I think. You know who we are now. So I'm going to have you introduce yourself to us. Just take a couple of minutes, and then we will ask you some questions.
Well, first, I'd like to get first name so I know who I'm really talking to. And I do want to thank you very much for inviting me here to answer any questions that you may have. So could I start?
Sure. I'm Bryn, and I met you, Bryn, B-R-Y-N, and I met you briefly when Sonia was doing the interviews for accreditation. Good to see you again.
And I'm Ann. I'm the current chairperson, and Bryn is the co-chair.
Mm-hmm. Looks like you got my name down already there. Yeah. No, I'm Stu.
You're Stu?
Yeah. Scratch out Bob and put Stu there. Thank you.
And I'm Patty Oliver, and I don't know your name.
I'm Don J. Two first names.
Okay. My name's Patricia, but I go by Patty.
Well,
make sure we get all the great stuff you have to say.
All the time, yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Again, thank you for inviting me here. I do appreciate it. My background, I guess that's what you want to know about. Basically, I've been self-employed my whole life. We started and owned two or three major businesses, which most of them went very well. One of them didn't do too good, but I've been vice president of the Homeowners Association down in Florence with 450 homes. For 10 years, I was the president of Summit Ridge Homeowners Association. Of course, I was president and I was also chairman of the board of my own company, and I was chairman of the board for another fairly large company. The background, I would guess my most prominent situation was I was a partner with Jack Nicklaus, the golfer, for almost 10 years. So I had a lot of background with his company. I was the regional vice president for it, for Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Western Montana, Arizona, and et cetera. I don't know if you've ever heard of Cadet Electric Heating Products or not. Well, the C stands for Claire, the A for Anderson, the D for Don, me, the E for Ed, and the T for Tootie. My wife and I and another couple started that company and built it up to quite a successful organization. I left that company. I was traveling too much. I had four young children, and it was just causing too much problem there. So we started another business, coin-operated dry cleaners, with the money that I got from selling my stock in Cadet Electric Company. And so, you know, I lost all of the money that I had in coin-operated dry cleaners. It didn't turn out too good. I did wind up, that was in Portland, all of these. I did wind up in Newport as a car salesman down at what is now SunWest. At the time, it was Car Miller. I wound up as the sales manager, then the general manager, then a partner in that business. Sold that. And in 1972, moved back to Portland when I started the Dynamic Money Management financial services business, registered representative, of course, licensed, and et cetera. I've spent a lot of time on boards, very honestly. I certainly have an interest in what's doing here. I lost my wife several months ago, and actually the 27th of January, and this gives me an opportunity to stay busy. And that is something I enjoy doing. I like this type of an adventure, and I hope you consider me positively. I'll try to answer any questions you have. Thank you for the time.
Hey, Bryn, do you have any questions?
How can you help me figure out what to do with this van purchase? Do you have any insight into, you know, how these car dealerships work and that sort of thing?
Well, who you said you're applying for grants.
Right.
Who are you applying to?
Well, I'm with OCF right now for grants, but ultimately we're going to be going to a dealer or, you know, to purchase the actual vehicle.
Well, so, I can certainly help you in that type
terrific.
Of thing.
Terrific. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Really? That's all you want to know?
Absolutely. Great. I'm a little focused.
Not that I know too much about vans, other than, you know, it was a while ago that I was in the auto business, but I still pretty much know how that industry works.
Thank you. Thank you. Stu?
Well, I think you told us pretty well why you actually applied. I think it sounds like you're passionate about the work that we do here. You've had a chance to read our goals, right? Mm-hmm. So my question is, out of all the goals that you see there that we're working on, which one would you be the most passionate about and want to work with?
Well, I've been thinking about that. This is, of course, the first that I've saw these goals. How blunt do you want me to be?
I want you to be honest, because I don't want to go home, and because I'm one of those that when you say it, I believe you mean it. So if you say it, then I'm going to take that home and go, okay, well, he said that, so I can remember that and go back to him later. I don't want to read your mind. I'm already married.
Oh, my.
And I'm flunking terribly.
Well, what is first place, the first thing I did, I came down to the coffee and conversation, and Sonia grabbed me by the collar and pulled me into her office. So you can't really say this was a volunteer.
I think that's when I met you.
Yeah, probably. That's,
you were talking with Peggy.
And but I am stunned that you have 600 or more members, and you get such lousy attendance at activities.
Yeah.
It just, may I take just a moment to give a comparison?
I think that Please would fall along the lines of my question.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was as a charter member of the Elks in the Portland area. So when we retired, we moved to Florence. The Elks organization there was just phenomenal. I mean, they had stuff going all the time. They got huge attendance, all kinds of things. Well, all of my children, our four children, live in this geographical area here. So they worked on myself and my wife to get back up here in the Newport area. So my wife and I decided we'd visit the Elks Lodges, Toledo, Newport, and Lincoln City. And it's pathetic compared to Florence. Yeah. So you have to ask yourself, and I mean really terrible comparison. Toledo was the closest to being the best. How could you have the same organization, same goals, same circumstances, retirement-type communities, be so successful when you have the circumstances up here with the so poorly done?
So what are the differences, I bet? You tried to, what is the difference between Toledo and us, and why are we different than them? Is that what you
well,
tried to
say? Well, no, what I'm trying to say is that it's the marketing of their programs.
Okay.
And that's something I'm interested in, to answer your question, is trying to increase the attendance of the activities we have here.
Here, here.
Oh, that's
yes,
great.
That's a major job to do. The largest number of employees that I had in the financial services business was about 90 registered representatives and everything. And I could consistently get 75 and 80 people throughout my meetings. When I was president of the board, we were able to increase by doing it in a seminar marketing way to some pretty decent attendance. When I left, although I'm still on the board, but I left as president, the attendance dropped dramatically. And it wasn't because of me, it was because of what we did to try to have attendance. Mm-hmm. You can do that, but you know, well, this isn't the time or place to talk about it, but that's the area that I am kind of interested in, very honestly.
That's exactly what I was looking for, what you would be passionate about if you joined this committee.
For example, I walked in here and I looked at your bulletin board down there. It was a mess. I'm not criticizing, but the fact is, you're looking, you know, what's that? There was no continuity to it or anything, very honestly. And I made that comment to Sonia, and her usual gentle, quiet self said, well, get your butt in and take care of it.
There you go.
Well, I heard that you took a good inventory of everything.
Did that too. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You guys hadn't have an inventory for 6 or 7 or 8 years.
Not even working for you, and he's taking an inventory for you.
This is, you know, yeah, this is a business that you're running.
That's
this
right.
is a multi-million dollar business.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got great facilities. You've got memberships. You've got committees.
How can we make it better?
That's exactly it. And I'm not saying that I can do that, but I certainly would be interested in making an effort with it.
That's all the questions I had.
What I hear you saying is that, number one, you like to meet people and find out what their needs are, and then you like to promote. And I take it that you're good at coming up with ideas. Is that correct?
I think I'm pretty good at coming up with ideas, and I do enjoy meeting people. But I have one big drawback, as you might as well know in advance.
Uh-oh.
In all my basic working life, I always had an executive assistant or a secretary. I don't even know how to turn a computer on.
Secretary.
I mean, I just don't. Consequently, something that would require me to do a lot of work on the computer would not necessarily be good. It doesn't mean that I can't, hopefully I can learn. I would like to have attended the class here, but unfortunately I wasn't able to, because I do have some other outside activities too. But you have to truly, you know, listen to you folks. You're a professional person. You know, I heard you talk about your background and what you want to do. I'm going to guess, and I listened to you as the president. You obviously know what you're doing, and you've been in a position where you've been an authoritative position. Probably a lot of your members have never been in that position, I would guess. So what I believe is that you need to approach your membership of the area of interest that they have, and that's all fine. You've got a big list of things that they can do. You just don't get very many of them doing it.
Yeah, well, keep in mind, it's been a pandemic in this area for 2 years, right? And older people are not wanting to get out of their house because they're at
risk. Fair. That's a fair statement.
We're expecting it to ramp up, but your comments are well taken.
Talking to some of the folks here, it wasn't too much better prior to the pandemic as far as people responding to your activities. So that is, you know, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just want to answer your questions.
Sure.
But that is really where I feel. I took that board, and I took the right side of it when you're facing it to be ours, okay? Not to be somebody that wants to sell something or have a special meeting or anything. I just want it to be our activity side of the board. Make the other side, the left side, all the different things that people stick up there they want to do. You'll notice I just put up a flyer just today. It's purple, and it's green, and it's got emojis on it, and it's got different things on it to try to get attention to attendance for the computer program. Sonia told me there'd been one person attending it. You know, maybe everybody in America knows how to run a computer. I don't know. But at our Homeowners Association, when we wanted to have our board meeting on Zoom, we couldn't because we did not have enough people, retired people, to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's got to tell you something. When I was in Florence, at Florentina States, now this was, you know, 10 years ago, so I can't. It has obviously probably changed, but again, it's all 55 or older people in Florence, and we want to do a telephone tree, and we found that, or we want to do a computer follow-up. We found that only 37% of the people were on the internet. Now, I'm sure that's increased since then, but I would venture that it's less than 50%. So I think you need to find out how many people, when we're primary area of communications that Sonia's doing is on the internet. How many of your membership are on the internet? Does anybody know?
No, but I think that's something we can find out.
That's a pretty poor situation if you're only getting 50 or 60% of your membership to receive this. Sonia told me she was, and I wanted her to do some follow-up on it to the membership, and she says, well, she was concerned that people might think that they're getting too much of it or that they're getting a scam situation because they were getting emails from the our organization. And I disagreed with her strongly on that, because if you do it so that it's attractive to people, they're members of this, they put up their money, they spend it every year to continue to be a member. So let's do our emails that's attractive to them, her letter. I've already said this to her, so I'm not hurting her feelings, which I hope I didn't. But our, you know, the thing we sent out was a lot of information mm-hmm. on the thing, and trying to read through. When we look at our activities, now I don't know how to correct it right off or anything like that, but do you realize how much stuff you've got on that deal of all of our things that we do? Mm-hmm. I mean, have you really ever mm-hmm. looked at that?
Yes.
And sat down and really, really looked yep. at all the stuff that's on there?
I have.
You've got some things, you've got a trip that you want to have up here. Mm-hmm. We're getting, I got 6 or 7 people signed up for it, up to the casino. Some way we got to come up with where that trip we could highlight on this thing, where we could really promote it. Because you get 6 or 7 people, that's not really, I went up, so when you asked me to do this, I went up to the casino to see if I couldn't get them to do some perks for us. You know, give us some lunches or free stuff and everything. Well, they did that in the past, but because of COVID, they stopped doing it and they haven't reactivated it. I met with all the people in charge of it, okay? And they said, well, they'll put us on the list. Well, that didn't really satisfy me. I wound up and found out who it was that was meeting the buses and what they were doing. And gosh, they give baskets of fruit and jams and things of this nature and discounts to purchase stuff and sand dollars to play the slot machines. And they just give you all kinds of stuff, okay? And lo and behold, early part of this week, the casino called me again, and they wanted to know, could they do something for us for that trip?
Yes.
But when I told them it was the 19th, they couldn't get it put together that fast.
That's great.
The other thing with it, you're charging $15. It's too much money. I mean, it just plain is. People probably have I don't know if everybody does, but they say, okay, I'll spend $100 gambling. And, I got to take $15 of that. That's 15% of their $100. And that's too much charge on it. We need to sit down and figure out what our costs are so we can cover that. And then we need to promote that. We need to make choices of what particular items that we want to highlight. We can't do them all. It's too many of them. But we can take a certain 3 or 4 each month and really work at that. We can do, I don't know if you saw this or not. Sonia and I worked on this here. And this is a strong letter. This should go out.
You're holding up a letter that says Veterans Lunch.
Yes. But this should go out exactly like this, in my opinion now. And then, of course, feel free to disagree with it. And if you do, I'll just leave.
No, you're not.
But we were able to word it rightly. Okay. You had free in it, free. Well, I got a little bit of pride. I'm a veteran. I was a chaplain's assistant in the Korean War. I have an understanding of veterans. I don't want stuff free, you know, make me feel like, well, free. So what did we say? Serving those who served. Complimentary. Mm-hmm. Complimentary veterans lunch at the Newport 60 Activity Center. Then we said, we're proud to say a special thank you to those that have served our country as part of the Newport Loyalty Days. But we cut it down to where somebody, gosh, we can see it. You were a teacher. Boy, you got to understand that as strong as anybody. This is just a touch of it. This is just some of my scribbling I did on these, both the front and the back, of what we could have done earlier to highlight those. These are the areas that I think that I have expertise in, that I may be able to work with the committee if you decide to accept me in helping our center. Marketing, I guess that's as good a way as it. I'll take another 10 seconds. So you kind of know that I know what a little bit that I'm talking about. I did a marketing company, a marketing program in my business, and I sold it to an insurance company for $300,000. So that's got to tell you that I do have a background in it, because nobody's going to pay you that kind of money. And that was several years ago, like 25 years ago, for that kind of money. And it was a very, very successful program. I could bring it to you and show it to you sometime if you were interested. Okay, I'm done.
Patty?
I'm very impressed.
I beg your pardon?
And I'm very impressed, and I think that you certainly have the capability of this. I'm wondering how you would approach to... It isn't necessarily totally the programs you're offering. What I have run into when I've suggested people go to the center, and they said, you know, not ones that I knew, but I was, you know, chatting, and they say, I don't want to go. I don't know anybody there. And it seems to me that you would probably be good at thinking up ideas to get groups to meet, and so they know someone, and they've got someone to go to the thing with, because I think I'm speaking for myself. A lot of, you may not believe it, but anyway, a lot of us seniors are very reluctant, and I am shy, basically. Mm-hmm. And I have to force myself to go to some of these things. Mm-hmm. And so in conjunction with what you've said, it seems like if we could get people to do things together, draw them in for, like, I don't know, coffees or whatever. So is that something you'd be comfortable with, too, figuring out activities that would acquaint people with?
One of the things that I said to Sonia early in our meetings, our get-together, we set up a Wednesday meeting every week, Sonia and I do, for an hour. Is that we need somebody to be a direct contact with the newspaper. In other words, who puts our articles in the newspaper, or do we just send it to them? You need to have somebody that goes over, meets the guy, takes him to lunch.
I would do that.
To visit with them, sell him on our programs, tell him the what a fantastic thing is we're doing, and get them involved so that they'll do some a better promotional work. We need to get a better budget. And that, you know, whose responsibility that is, she's sitting at the end of the table there. We've got to have enough money to do some ads in the newspaper and some of that promoting thing. And if we can get them to give us major discounts to do those, because we're an organization that's trying to help people as against selling something or marketing something, or that we can do just exactly what you're talking about, is doing some major advertising on it. And, you know, I don't, when I say advertising, I don't mean it to sound like
promotions, maybe.
Yeah, a promotion or a feel good ads. Feel good ads directed at senior citizens. I know that can be done. So that could answer part of what you're saying.
I agree with the newspaper thing, and the only reason I say that is because I was married to a journalist and an editor, and so I was involved in newspapers, you know, all the time. And I'm not saying I would do it, but it's something that I would be comfortable helping with. And,
perfect. That'd be wonderful.
But I think it's a good idea. I think what you're saying is that also I think we need to promote some of the businesses, go to them and just...
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Some of the major, you see in the newspaper all the... I'll shut up here.
No, I just was going to say.
Well, I have a question for you.
By all means.
If you don't mind me interrupting. My question here is, on your application, we asked if you'd ever served on a committee, community committee, and if so, what kind, and you said no. So
What was the question on it?
Have you ever served on a community committee? If so, what kind? And you said no. So one of the hard lessons that I've had to learn, because I have a business background, that's where my...
I could tell.
Yeah. And being on a board is not the same as being on a community committee. I've had to, I go home, not recently, but I've gone home and literally beat my head on the wall because it's the only thing that made sense sometimes. We're equals here. Every one of us is an equal. Nobody knows anything more. And that's the way we work together. How do you see... working on a community or being on a community committee different than being on a board?
Okay, that was a question that I had to start with. I'm not completely sure exactly how you folks are structured. That's a question I was going to plan on asking.
Okay.
Because you're meeting here instead of in your own building. Who are you responsible to first? Is this... committee to promote Newport as Newport or to promote the 60s Activity Center? I see most of your goals are for the Activity Center, but what is your tie-in with the city of Newport?
I can answer all those questions.
Perfect. I'd like
okay.
to hear it.
We are a committee that is formed out of a department within the city of Newport. That's why we are assigned these positions through the city council. Okay. So who are we responsible to? We are responsible primarily to the 60 plus activity center, which is part of the rec center. So they kind of go together. So when we make some decisions, we don't get to make those decisions. We can only make recommendations and suggestions. Those recommendations and suggestions go through us to Sonia. Sonia takes them on to Mike at the rec center. And then it goes to somebody here in City Hall or directly to City Council. So I thought we got to just come in here and be marvelous people and do amazing things. That is true, but we only get to do those in certain ways and through certain channels.
Okay.
And this is a government, and it's like watching molasses flow downhill. Nothing happens quickly, absolutely nothing. To me, the whole process of getting new members is cumbersome. So I like that you use that word. It's very cumbersome to me. It is not speedy. It seems like there's a hitch there, a hitch there, a hitch there, but it happens as quick. I think we do it, everyone involved does it as efficiently as we can do it. When we get on the committee, we choose which of our goals. So we already have goals made up for this year. So as a member of the committee, you would need to decide which goal you're going to work on because you're responsible for working on one of those goals. What you do outside of that with Sonia for other activities, that's perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. We sometimes come up with projects like the frequently asked questions. That's not a goal, but that's a project that we recognize needs to be taken care of because we're not projecting ourselves in this community on that website very well at all. Not very well at all. We're responsible to the 60 plus community in Newport and the surrounding area, but by primarily Newport. I think I answered all of your questions.
Yeah, pretty much you did, yes.
What did I miss?
Oh, the meeting here.
Oh, the meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you. The reason we are meeting here is because it's a City of Newport committee meeting, and everything has to be recorded. So that's why we're meeting here. We did, when I first started years ago, we did meet over there. But now we've got directives from City of Newport saying these meetings need to be recorded, and this is where that equipment is.
Very good. Now, everybody here is are members of the association, right? Of the 60 plus.
I cannot say that. I believe that's a true statement. That's one of the things we want our members to do, is to join the 60 plus activity center. And I think at this time that everybody is. Okay. So that was my big question, is because working on a community committee is so very different than any experience I ever had before. I thought you went
Sounds
in and
like
you
it.
Said, you know, this is what we're going to do. And everybody looked around and said, yeah, Fred, Sally, that looks great. Sally, you're going to help Fred do it. Great. I write that down. Next meeting, I expect Fred and Sally to come back and say it was done. Doesn't work that way.
Well, primarily my thoughts of what I would like to be involved in probably do not require us, would be concentrated almost totally with the center. Mm-hmm. Of working with, and just with those. And I can so far understand exactly what you're saying.
And there's always an opportunity.
That like that.
There's really always an opportunity, Don, to weigh in on the new goals, too. It's not necessarily just a cut and dried set of goals. We move forward with new goals, too. So you can always weigh in on that and what our goals should be. And I think I read your mind as saying we should have a marketing program, marketing and promotion program in this. So that would be a great goal.
We should set that up as a goal. But also, though, too, you know, I'm on the other, our association, our homeowners association board. And I'm still dealing with settling the passing of my wife. Mm-hmm. And I have some free time, but right at the moment I don't have huge amounts of free time.
Mm-hmm. Don, I was in your position when I first got onto the board and 2 years ago, and we didn't have what is now a nice little letter for proposed applicants. So what I would suggest you do and point you to is read Ann's letter that she's actually having the committee approve right now. And that gives you more insight about what we're supposed to do.
Is that in here?
Already done. Yep. That's already. It's past the approval. It happened last month.
Yeah. So read it through. Yeah. I got it on my machine if you want to look at it after the meeting.
Okay.
This is what it. Whoops.
Got everything got a copy.
Turned around. This is what it looks like. It's in your packet.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a letter to proposed applicants who have applied for the position you're mm-hmm. applying for.
Okay.
That gives you an idea of, you know, what we expect, and the work groups, you know, and all that.
Okay.
What else do you want of me? I mean,
I think that's it
done.
For now. I'm going to ask you to step out of the room for a few moments, or you can just leave, and we will let you know after the fact. It's whatever you prefer to do. But we'll have a quick discussion and a vote. And if you're still here, we'll invite you back in. If you're not here, Sonia will get in contact with you.
I'll just wait outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
You don't need to do all that right now, Don. You can just leave it right there.
Oh, okay. I'll walk you out.
Unless he wants to leave right now. Okay. And go
no,
home.
He said he was going to stay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he just wants to be here.
Thank you, Sonia.
You know, we did something interesting off the subject, but with the $15 trips to casinos in the East, what we did is we got the casinos to give a $15.
That's old, but I thought,
that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. So that way, I was just mentioning that with the casinos, the way that we worked it in the East Coast is we got the casinos to give each person who came a $15 voucher for the slots, and so we were able to charge $15 for the trip.
Okay, I just want to remind us
that, you know, and that's an individual thing, actually, because once you get at the computer, I mean, at the casino, you're
On your own.
Okay, I'm going to call us to order here real quick because, no, that's okay, thank you, but Bryn needs to leave by 5 o'clock.
I've got another meeting at 5.
And I just want to remind everybody that this meeting is recorded before you make comments, but are there any comments before we have, or concerns, or anything you want to say before we have a vote?
I think he has a tremendous amount of interest and enthusiasm and knowledge. And I think that there are ways that that passion for marketing actually can fit in within our existing goals in terms of the equity and inclusion to increase the number of people that we physically have here.
Yep.
And I mean, I think that he's, you know, doing a tremendous amount already and seems very open to working within the kind of within the organization that we have.
Thank you, Bryn.
I certainly liked.
Patty, what were you saying?
I said he certainly has a lot of abilities and he's got the desire to do it.
Okay.
My only comment is I don't have any drawbacks on this particular applicant. He's passionate. He's wanting to get the job done and he's already working for us almost already.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I have an ever so tiny concern and I shared it from my personal perspective of being on a board versus being on a community committee. They operate very differently. And I, too, can see, I think we need to ask him, I was going to talk to Stu afterwards, Stu, ask him to come to our next meeting we have to see if he has any comments about what's wrong, right, or indifferent about our website. It sounds like he might have some great ideas that we haven't thought of.
Yeah, let me make a comment, too, that I remember seeing in last month's minutes that his interests were in policies and procedures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? And so that's why I asked him the question whether or not he'd pipe up and say, well, I'll help you with the policy and procedure.
Well, he said that before, but I'm not so sure it's still his thing.
Right.
And when
I think
Patty,
he's grown out of that.
And when Patty and I are doing our work, I think he will really help us to focus the marketing on how to get people here for different cultural type events. So,
and he can certainly teach me how to talk to
car dealers.
Car dealers, because it's not my expertise.
No.
Well, that's one good thing about him. He is a talker, isn't he?
Very yes. good, but he's also gets things done.
He does get things
doesn't
done.
Doesn't stop.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, okay. It takes somebody, well, I think.
That, I'd like to make a motion
like
that we...
It has a wrap. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to make a motion that we nominate, how do we do this, to the City of Newport, the acceptance of the application of
Donald J.
As a member of the Newport 60 Plus Activity Center Advisory Committee.
Okay.
Aye.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
We all voted.
Have a 4-0
okay.
vote.
So thank you. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Okay, yes, I think that that will be good.
Okay.
You might have to curtail him once in a while.
Well, and it's just that
like
difference.
But if he has
his other outlets working with Sonia, I think it's going to be okay.
I do too.
Might have to rein him in a little bit, Sonia. He's all over the place right now.
He's got a lot of passion and energy.
He does.
So,
yes.
Yep. Well, good.
And we don't.
Oh, you Welcome. Do too.
Welcome, Don.
You have been approved, my colleague.
We are going to
look forward to working with you.
We are recommending to Sonia that she sends over to the Newport City Council that we recommended you for a position on the 60 Plus Activity Center Advisory Committee. So thank you for being here and answering all of our questions and sharing all your information. Appreciate that.
Now, I have a question. Does he have to be approved by the council?
Yes.
Yes.
Because, see, nobody told me that. And
Yeah.
That's
has to go to the council. Okay, on to the next item, the accreditation update. Sonia, what do you have for us?
Yes, so I believe the last time we talked about the meeting that we had with the accreditation, I will find out the accreditation committee will be voting on April 28th to decide if we will achieve accreditation or not. Once I should find out, hopefully by the end of the day on the 28th, but if not, I'm sure I will by the 29th.
And I can hardly wait. You know, that's my 15th wedding anniversary, and I'm more excited about accreditation than my anniversary. What's that got to tell you? So it's a long time coming.
Can I be excused, though? I do have a 5:30 appointment. I didn't realize.
Please. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
you. You're welcome.
All of you.
Thanks for coming.
Okay, next is the supervisor's report. What do you have for us, Sonia?
I attached the latest monthly report and just updates on what we're doing. A lot of my focus had been on the accreditation and right now working on the policies and procedures and also updating quite a few of the things that we're doing, taking into account many of the things that Don had mentioned. Pricing for trips and things like that. We've been adding a ton of events to the calendar. I think I added three new items for May just today. So, and have somebody else who called and wants to teach three new classes. So we're getting just so much activity and so much action. And I don't know if you were all at the center on Friday, and you saw that we had over 100 people in attendance for the party. We're just getting more and more people all the time. So really excited about how things are going and the direction that we're moving.
Thank you. That party, and I do want to say the party for Peggy was absolutely delightful. It was nice to be here. Okay,
I did have a question on the meeting with city engineers about the North Entrance Expansion Project. Was there any update on that?
Yeah, so
good question, thanks.
Yeah, so where we are with that is we're actually almost going back to the drawing board because there's, even though there were plans drawn up, it's not really, they don't really work with ADA. And so we're going to have to make some revisions to the plan. So where we are right now is that I am to set up another meeting in about a month from now with the engineering team to see if we can how we can move forward. So the expansion project will not happen right away. But it is something that we're working on and we're planning, and that would include the remodel of the north entrance as well as a little bit of interior changes as well to open up and that was part of the original design, but also a little bit of additions too. So it probably won't happen for a couple of years, but we're working on making it happen.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I totally forgot to ask if there were any questions. And that's molasses rolling downhill again. Okay, next on the agenda is establishing the next agenda and the meeting date. So let's check to make sure our date's going to work for us all. And we're getting close to, it would be May 23rd. Memorial Day is the 30th. So May 23rd. Back to our Monday. For who? How does that?
Just get back from.
You're
Hawaii
just back.
Yeah.
Okay. And I even have that you're out the 13th to the 23rd. Well, we could still do our meeting if Mike was going to be here.
Yeah, I can ask Mike to fill in for me. I think that would be okay.
Okay. I not that I don't want you here, Sonia. I do want you here. I just think it's better if we stay where we are. Okay. So we're back to 2:30.
It will be 2:30.
2:30, Monday the 23rd.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay. And agenda items. Our agenda will look much as it does today. Let's move roll call up to the top. So number two would be roll call. And everything else we will still have reports on. Except for 3C, the committee applicant letter, we're done discussing it.
I'll be able to report on that May 6th. Oh, no, that May 6th meeting I don't need to report on. Never mind.
Okay. Anybody have anything else that they know of that we need to put on our agenda for next month?